Station Space, Slashdot Radio.
This is the time when we like the parents.
That was the part of Sprockets where we danced.
You can't see us now, but we're really dancing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm dancing, man.
Feel the funk, baby.
Wow. This is better, I think, than most of the music that we do as our intro music.
Well, you know, I think in the time off from Geeks in Space, we've really learned style.
The hiatus.
Melody. Talent.
It was a creative
taste.
A creative lead.
True skills. Elite madcap music skills.
Well, I mean, we all have been spending our time in the hyperbolic time chamber.
Right. Where we can train, you know, at not only extensive gravity, but also in time delay.
I've spent 10 years studying under the MC303 masters from the future.
Rock on. What did they teach you? Like, the other button?
Yeah, the other button. I didn't know about that one at all. You have to hit another button, and then it puts you in a mode, and then you can Then you can totally twiddle everything.
There's, like, lots of details. Hey, you're listening to Geeks in Space. We're back.
Ah, you made a poor choice.
You have failed. We're back after months and months and months off to ask the question, where the hell are you guys, and why the hell aren't you releasing an episode every 5 minutes? The answer is, we don't care. We don't love you. And we also live really far away, and we can't figure out any way to record the show for free. So it's just not going to happen unless somebody gets married in the city of Holland and everybody flies back here. Hi, I'm Rambling, and I'm Rob Commander Taco Mulder.
I'm Jeff Hemos Bates, and I would just like to say that I wish I had been able to add my comment to the Juno Net Zero story to merge into second largest ISP. My comment was, well, of course they are. They're both irrelevant. Thank you.
Neither are AOL.
Yes, exactly. Or
MSN.
MSN.
Or
MSN. Or Earthlink, Mindspring, Mega Corp, ISP.
Or Verizon.
Yeah. Verizon. We are here to make your life hell.
Introduce yourself, Jeff.
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, caffeine is...
And then he rambled into a news story, but continuing with the introductions, I'm Jonathan Cowboy Neil Potter, and I'm looking on with disdain.
That's not new.
Disdain?
It's a word. I looked it up.
All right. I'm Nate Mixmaster Ostendorp.
He has disdain, and I have dat dain.
Dear God.
Yeah, in all the time off, we haven't got any better. That's kind of the sad part.
Good thing we didn't find talent while we were gone.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, but think of all the money we saved by firing the writers.
We had writers?
Dude, after the writers' strike, I was never going to let them write an episode of this again.
Oh, no way.
Is the writer's strike actually happening now? I don't even know.
It was averted in the 11th hour.
Ooh, good, because otherwise we would have had
by Dr. Nightmare, attorney at law.
Yeah, we would have had a lot more reality TV then, and I don't know how I feel about that. And this is coming from the man who watched both Boot Camp and Temptation Island.
Because Rob has no taste.
How was Temptation Island?
It wasn't as cool as I was hoping, but, you know, most of the episodes up to it were actually pretty cool, and then the end, it totally bombed because everybody was still in love, and there was, like, nothing cool. It was a total ripoff.
There was no emotional pain could vicariously live off of, like an emotional vampire.
Right, there was a lot of cool stuff going on because basically they just screwed with the people. Like, they would, like, record what their boyfriend or girlfriend was doing and then make them watch the tape at the end of the day. So, like, there's this guy freaking out because he's watching his girlfriend do body shots with another guy and stuff, but they totally picked the one thing that happened that was interesting over, you know, the entire day. So it was just like you'd watch this and like there was nothing actually happening, but it was funny because you were watching these people freak out because they thought stuff was. That was the only funny part, was watching people, you know, suffer, basically.
Well, suffering is cool and entertaining.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, actually now with the writer's strike not happening, reality TV, it's gone now. It's not going to happen anymore. Right? We're all done?
That's too bad.
No,
MTV still needs something to show besides videos.
Mean anything?
Because they only have like 10 videos in their rotation at any given time.
Right, here's 6 hours of Carson Daly making farting noises with his armpits. You know, it may be boring, but at least it's not videos, because God knows we don't want to show videos on music television.
No, we want to save that for our premium channel.
Hey, I have MTV too.
So they did like a, you know, basically a 20-year bait and switch. Yeah. You know, they started us out with videos, but then about 10 years later, they said, well, they're good and addicted to that now.
Right. They started by skewing things with Yo MTV Raps, and they fooled us into thinking that that was music, and then suddenly they hit us with The Real World, and what was the Remote Control, their game show?
I never saw that.
And Downtown, or there was a Julie Brown show, too, where it was like sketch comedy or something. It was
terrible.
Wasn't
that the one where they came out and beat her with rattan bats?
No, that was my show.
And my, that was my dream.
Right.
I used to have fantasies about watching her being pummeled, mainly because I hated her programming.
So, there's a submission in the bin right now.
Which may or may not be posted.
Well, no, it won't be because it is a subscription-required Wall Street Journal. So, and I'm willing to bet that 99% of our readers do not have subscriptions to the Wall Street Journal.
Right.
But
if we post it, I'm willing to bet that somebody would mirror it.
Yes, that's probably true. But IBM has found a way to manufacture chips from quote-unquote strained silicon. What the hell is strained? Is there a colander involved in creating strained silicon?
It's kind of like having strained peas or strained carrots, but a little different.
Oh, so there's food processing involved.
Well, ideally. And you can do it with, you know, any sort of tool, but a food processor is the most efficient way to make your microchip. So,
well, especially if you want julienne fries.
Right, yeah,
julienne
well,
fries
obviously.
With your microchip.
So, according to IBM, electrons in strained silicon flow as much as 70% faster than usual, and processing speed not defined can be 35% higher. What the hell are they talking about?
Well, let's look at the article. And
nope, we can't. Oh. That's the great part.
We have no data. We have no way to read the data.
We have a password.
Shh, don't say it.
I won't. But I'll type
you'll
it.
Make very, you'll make Kurt very angry if...
Here, everyone, go read this.
It's kind of like Napster. Everybody share passwords now. So what has happened in the last 6 months that's worth ranting about?
Well, Napster's totally gone.
Yeah, Napster's worthless.
Yeah, I love it now when I connect to Napster. 11 songs are shared out of a former 1,200.
Yep. It's a little different now. And, you know, now, really, you got to respect them, because if they can make any money, they have the perfect business model, because not only are their clients paying for the bandwidth to share the songs, but they're also paying them for the right to be able to use Napster, and they're paying for the CDs that they're buying in the first place.
Are they actually on a subscription model?
Well, that's where they're going.
That's,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen now that they don't have any copyrighted music.
Well, right. But if you go to the subscription model... Like,
then they can have copyrighted
yeah,
music.
Yeah, BMG and everything will be on there.
Hi, BMG. We'll pay you $1 billion a month in order to let users share their CDs with each other.
Yeah, whatever.
The CDs that they bought from you.
Use an FTP server.
Or GNUtella.
Or
throw it on your damn web page. I mean, okay, they'll shut you down. Throw it on a different web page. They're going to need to hire hundreds of lawyers. It'll be very expensive for the RIAA. Or stop buying CDs. I bought CDs.
I bought guilty. CDs, too.
I feel guilty. I went a year without buying CDs.
I don't buy CDs of, like, you know, artists who sell a ton of CDs. I only buy the CDs of the obscure ones who you can't find anywhere.
I bought the new, at Potter's recommendation, I bought the new Del the Funky Homo Sapien.
Yes, everyone should buy the new Del the
everyone
Funky Homo Sapien.
Everyone should buy Del.
Mad props to Del the Funky Homo Sapien, because nobody else has music where the background song is from Metroid, and he's rapping about importing Japanese PlayStation games.
Let me tell you about the proto-culture.
What a man. Hey, Del, I hope you're listening. And if not, somebody spam him. Because
no.
Mad props to you.
I live near Dell now.
This is extremely strange. This is one of the few times that I've actually noticed a submitter's name. It is Ostendorpophile.
Ostendorpophile.
Right on.
You have a fan.
You not. Someone out there loves you, Nate.
Or maybe there's another Ostendorp somewhere.
And they care about nanowire lasers.
Or they care about Ostendorp.
Well, maybe they care about both.
There could be a cult of Ostendorp.
Well, I hate to say what I've been doing in California now that I haven't been, you know, working on everything too as much, but, a cult is the major export.
That has happened.
There's no way to tax.
Months.
There's no way to tax a cult of personality, at least not directly.
So.
Pause.
Excellent.
It's just fun looking at the screen and see all the little lines. It's like a real radio show.
It's nice to be working with a real mix program, because I've been using this shitty shareware stuff on my PC. And this is like,
we have real tools again.
Yay.
Real tools that are essentially used entirely for me to record power chords because you guys moved. But hey, I can record power chords and play them back loudly.
And I bet they sound awesome on this sound system.
Well, yes, especially because I have the I have my big old pod, so I can simulate anything. And I do.
Wow.
Badly.
Can simulate anything. I simulate Abraham Lincoln delivering the Gettysburg Address by playing it on the guitar.
Really? See, actually, I simulate Abraham Lincoln doing the I Have a Dream speech, which is actually very confusing.
I didn't Peter Frampton do that with his talking guitar series?
I have a dream.
Yeah. Very popular.
Yeah, I thought that was a cover.
He rips everything off. Yeah. You know, there's actually, if you read any of the, and here's the Who reference, if you hear, read any of the Who autobiographies, there's this bit where they actually, I guess they tied him or chained him when he was, in like 1965, he annoyed the hell out of them, so they like chained him up to like a furnace or something in the basement of like some studio or something, because Frampton annoyed the hell out of the Who.
That's awesome. The Who should kick more girl hair rock star butt.
Girly hair. Yeah, well, what do you say about girly hair? Daltrey? Girly hair.
Oh, no, that's true. Keith Moon, though. No.
Well, also dead.
Yeah.
So he does.
Like all good rock stars should be.
But your hair,
dead,
your hair
dead,
keeps growing
dead.
After you die, so maybe
well,
he's got
not,
like a flowing mane.
It's not like eternally keeps growing. I mean, the people who have been dead for thousands of years aren't laying there in a bed of their own hair or anything.
Like the David Sedaris, like his old friend who had his apartment furnished in human hair.
Yeah. Wow.
There's another person we should give mad props to is David Sedaris.
Yeah, David, so you read Me Talk Pretty one day?
I read Me Talk Pretty one day.
So Rob and I were in Tokyo last week, which was awesome.
Their subway machines, when you need to buy a token, you put in your yen, and then a little computerized girl bows to you on the computer screen.
Yeah.
It's perfect. It's everything I dreamt it would be.
I enjoy a subway system that is polite to me.
Also, I don't know if you noticed this one. When we were driving, I don't think you were there that time. There was a spot where a lane closed off, and we were in the bowing man. And there was like a mannequin wearing a traffic cop outfit, but he was like robotized, and he was pointing to demonstrate to you that this lane was closing. It's like this robotic traffic cop, and it's like a mannequin, and it was Caucasian. I couldn't believe it. It was the craziest
Please
thing
Please don't
ever
hit
seen.
The robot white man.
See, we haven't gotten there yet. We still put people there with signs to point.
I
don't
know. They're way ahead of us.
Their productivity must be much higher than ours.
They are very efficient, and also they have electronic toilets, like with the bidet button. Kind of scares me.
Yeah, it's the toilets were a little disturbing.
I wanted to use the bidet button, but I was afraid that something would go terribly wrong, and I was in the office building.
I was going to end up being named Roberta.
Right. Well, I've never tried it. You know, it might be cool. I mean, lots of people use them. So I was like, all right, I really want to do this. But then I realized that I was, like, at the office. Like, VA has an office out there. And I was like, you know, we're on the 30th floor. And, you know, it would take me 20 minutes to get back to my hotel room and change my pants if something went terribly wrong. So I just, all right.
So I stripped down.
We're not going to try the bidet.
Ah, there's nothing wrong with bidets.
For a clean, wholesome ass.
Yes. Anyway.
Let's see. We got the Juno merger, which Jeff already mentioned.
Now irrelevance. Hello, we're two irrelevant companies. We'd like to get together, huh?
0.5 plus 0.5 is still only 0.75. 75% relevant.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. There was a couple of good stories that were out. Jamie's been writing a really excellent series on basically intellectual property, music, the industry, that whole thing. It's been a pretty cool one.
Has he heard about that Napster thing? Yeah.
Yeah, Napster.
I heard that's changing.
Yeah,
stuff.
Napster's changing. It's making the RIAA scared. You know. You know we're.
Except
you know
the part where they sue him.
Right. You know, as far as anybody else is concerned, Michigan pretty much is the same thing as Minnesota. So it probably doesn't make a lot of sense for us to make fun of their accent.
No, that's true.
I wasn't making fun. I was taking
demonstrating love.
Pride.
So the TiVo upgrade, which I find extremely funny, and we mention TiVo pretty frequently on the show because we are all, you know, members of the Church of TiVo.
Yummy.
Even if you don't pay for their service, which is, you know, not that expensive, they did raise the prices, but you kind of need the service because that's number one, their revenue model, but number two, that's how you get your TV guide listings.
Right.
And the problem is that even if you don't pay for the service, your TiVo will still occasionally dial out to synchronize the time. Well, turns out that it upgraded everybody's TiVos from the 1.x version to the 2.x version, even the people who didn't actually have a paid subscription to the service. The problem is that when they upgraded, like, half of the functionality, you could basically use it as a digital VCR, mm-hmm. even without the subscription. You know, you don't know that, you know, it's Full House that's on, you know, at 5:30.
But you can
smash my TiVo.
Right. You're not doing a lot of thumbs up and thumbs down, which honestly I think is the coolest part. But it's still a very useful thing as, you know, just a digital VCR. Well, it totally screwed these people over because they couldn't do anything. First of all, TiVo is selling the machines at a loss. You know, the only way they make their money back is if you subscribe to their service. So I could see their point, but they took a lot of crap for that, and I find that very funny. But it does actually raise a point, which is that as software becomes more and more subscription based, what happens when the software that you pay for suddenly the feature set changes? And that's going to be more and more of an issue, especially as companies like. We won't name that. There's like that company that has like 6 employees or something in Redmond. What's it called?
That's the Subway on Washington Street over there. They make a mean sandwich.
Oh, like can I get like a roast beef thing?
Yeah.
Good.
I actually like the veggie ones, 12-inch on hearty Italian bread. Yeah.
Hearty Italian.
Pepper jack cheese.
That has the Parmesan cheese baked in, right?
Right. Yum. It's like with the crust. Oh, yeah.
But then every 2 months you have to buy a new license?
Right, in order to eat your sandwich again. But sometimes, you know, your sandwich will have more cheese, and sometimes it will have less cheese. But you don't get to choose the type of cheese anymore.
And if your network goes down, you don't get anything.
Right, then you starve, and you die. But, that's going to be more and more of an issue. I mean, in this case, it's kind of an extreme example, because the upgrade actually took away the functionality that these guys needed to not pay TiVo. You know, and you know, I feel bad for them because there was nothing in the TiVo that required them to do that. Although TiVo is making good on it. I mean, they're going to basically the next version is apparently going to fix or it's going to give
problem.
People back the functionality that they had taken from them.
I kind of dislike that the TiVo subscription service is a little bit of a hidden cost. You know, you go into the store, you see that it's
$2.99.
Yeah, I know. And then it's, you know, just as good. And then you get it, and you're like, well, I can either pay $10 a month or $200 up front.
$200 up front or $100 a year.
Yeah.
And they raised all the prices again, too. I think it's $250 up front.
Oh, really?
And, like, yeah, it's more now. So that is a little deceptive. I wish that they'd just build that right into the cost right into the machine.
Yeah, you know.
But they really want people to do the monthly rate because then they can actually make money and have recurring revenue, which is the only thing that they have that's going to make it so that they don't go under, especially because all these people are working on software-based solutions that will essentially do all the same things that TiVo does. Basically, if you have an encoder card, your PC can probably do TiVo in the not-so-distant mm-hmm. future. And the only thing that they have, basically, is, well, there's lawsuits and patents that could possibly...
They're protecting intellectual property.
Right, right.
Well, it's important.
Like, what's the patent that they own on? They own the patent on recording live TV? Or
I think it's digitally...
No, it's playing one program while they record a second.
That's a good patent to have. Nobody's thought of that. That's almost as bad as the patent that somebody I know owns to record TV and pause it while you're playing it. That's a neat feature. Wish I'd thought of that.
Oh, wait, I did. Anybody else did.
Wouldn't it be great if I could pause this TV before I go up and get a cookie? No, nobody's thought of that. Everybody that missed the first 3 minutes of Sanford and Son or whatever, they didn't think of that.
Wait, hold on.
So let's see what other exciting things has happened in the world in the last 6 months. Apparently nothing.
Well, there was that apocalypse. That was...
I thought it was overrated.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Well, let's see. There's Conqueror.
Conqueror, the browser.
Oh yeah, Conqueror rules now.
Yeah, it's finally it's stable. It's fast.
It has anti-aliased fonts.
As does all of Qt2. It looks wonderful. There are patches floating around to do anti-aliased fonts now for both GNOME and for Mozilla. Then, but nobody's actually managed to package them or make them usable yet. And really, it's not going to matter until GNOME 2.0 anyway. But in the meantime...
When's the expected release on 2.0?
When Easel is profitable.
Good. I think Easel's out of business. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Point being, which is another thing. Easel went out under.
They went.
Oh,
quick.
What an amazing surprise!
Here's
that
a shock.
Was.
You can't sell open source GUIs.
My favorite part was there was an article. I think it was on CNET, and I'm sorry, I'm totally probably misquoting this, but they basically said that the quote was. Easel, the company thought most likely to make a profit or something on the Linux desktop, and my response to that is, what? They're going to sell a file manager, and they're the most likely company? I mean, no offense, but even Zimian's got a better shot. I mean, they at least sell something more than a file manager.
It's a nice file manager, but...
Bullshit. I hate that file manager.
It's the best file manager if you have 90 megs of RAM for your file manager.
I've actually never installed it because, you know, I've already got a file manager that I don't use.
Yeah. I actually install it occasionally. It does a pretty decent job. It actually handles thumbnailing of images better than EFM, the betas of EFM. So I actually will install it, and I'll use it if I have, like, a big directory of porn that I want to, like, sort out or something, you know, naked girls, penetration. You know, you want to create folders and stuff and organize it so that you can be very meticulous about your pornographic
shaved
habits.
Shaved dogs.
Right, shaved animals.
All right. Why don't you describe what you do with your Christmas photos, and then I'll just splice that over the last minute or so.
My Christmas photos.
Yep, your Christmas photos that you use Easel to organize.
Yes, my Christmas photos.
The part where he made his girlfriend dress
Claus. The family, you know, opening presents around the fireplace.
That's
you know,
it. Bob decorating the tree.
Right, I organize things that way. It's a very wholesome thing that I can use Nautilus for to expand my family and my enjoyment
exactly.
with my family.
Throwing his stepbrother into the fire.
Right, burning his body. And then selling the remains on the black market for genetic testing.
Good profit.
Burning smell of flesh.
I don't have a sense of smell, dude. It's all good. I'm all about burning bodies.
Have to buy school supplies.
Acrid.
Need pencils.
What
and
was it?
New trapper keeper.
Air. Acrid. Smoky air. Volcano season. Mantis green.
Let's see. What other exciting things has happened? Anybody see any good anime lately?
I have. I've seen Macross Plus, which is an excellent...
It's very
Macross. Wow. So this is yet another pronunciation of it.
It's Macross.
It's Macross.
Macross.
But Macross Plus is cool. I just put a whole bunch of Sharon Apple MP3s on my Clié.
Everybody needs a collection of Sharon Apple. That's another one with Yako Kanno doing this.
Sharon Apple, she's Fiona's sister?
Probably.
I just flew in from the coast, and boy, are my arms tired.
You did just fly in from the coast, dude.
Yeah, you did, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You guys flew in from opposite coasts.
Coming
together.
That's because Nate and I are required by law not to live
in the same time zone.
We can spend a total of 4 days per month in the same state.
Otherwise,
as part of that new
Geneva Convention.
Well, part of that I really thought the war crimes part was overdone. I mean, it was just a super soaker, okay?
Well, it was a super soaker filled with lighter fluid, okay?
Okay, and maybe the Zippo at the end was a bit strong.
Maybe you shouldn't have squirted the Pope with it. He was pissed.
Well, you know, he's going to die soon anyway.
That's why he's going to all those conferences and stuff and, like, having, like, 1,000... Did you hear that?
Dude, we can't knock the Pope.
Didn't they have... They had a thing where, like, I don't know, like, 1 billion cardinals all got in a room and they all had typewriters and started typing and wrote all the best Bible stories ever written? No, they were in the room and the Pope was speaking to them and their cell phones kept going off.
Yeah, yeah, I heard about that.
I think that's just the funniest thing. It's like, okay, you don't even respect the Pope enough to turn off your cell phone and you are a cardinal. You are not getting promoted. In fact, you have to wear a smaller hat now.
Yeah, that puts them out of the running when the current Pope croaks and they have to sit in that room with the white smoke coming out of the chimney until
That's
they decide
right.
a new one.
That's going to
yeah,
make
it's
Kurt
the
Pope
conclave.
Next in line.
Ah, the conclave.
Yeah, I somehow doubt the College of Cardinals electing a, what's Kurt now, 24-year-old Protestant Dutch
I wouldn't even
American.
Say Protestant.
He would.
Yeah, only because he's a homeowner.
You should, yeah, now that he owns a home, he was probably a Republican before, but now
yeah, but
now
yeah.
that he's like
now that he
junior
owns a
Republican
home.
Club, Yeah, you should email Kurt and ask him to explain to you in depth his political and religious beliefs. He'll appreciate that. He's always looking for the chance to share,
to reach out
discuss,
with new friends on the internet,
right? To tell them about his feelings on salvation and also his feelings on like Bush's tax plan, for example, or you know, anything really involving government. I mean,
you know, for a Republican, Kurt really doesn't like George W. Bush that much,
though. Dude, Republicans hate George W. Bush so much that they are quitting being Republicans.
Yeah, there is that that part to things.
All right, I'm sick of you guys being pissy to me. I could have joined the other team.
Well, actually,
no team.
Yeah, he joined no team, which is just as good.
I quit.
I'm joining Team Independence.
Which is good. I mean, I'm all for independent candidates. Having these two parties is bullshit anyway, but...
It'd be nice if there were more than one independent candidate in the Senate. Although then we might have something that looked like Italy's parliament, where,
nothing,
you know...
Nothing ever happens.
Yeah, there's
but that's
like
what we want.
15 parties.
It'd be nice if we had more politicians like Jesse Ventura.
No joke, dude. Jesse Ventura.
And I don't mean independents per se, I just mean more wrestlers.
Right. Frankly, there's not enough body mass.
I'm voting Hulkster in 2004.
I'm going to vote for Rock.
China's coming in.
China could be The Rock's running mate. Ferraro couldn't do it in 84, but China, she's all man.
We'll decide this legislation in a steel cage match.
Look out for the chair. Oh, that's dirty. Never have I seen wrestling. This is an atrocity. An atrocity against the honorable sport that is wrestling.
And the U.S. government.
So I watched some sumo, actually, when I was in Japan, too, and I found that to be pretty entertaining. But here's the thing that I was talking to a couple of people who are actually sumo fans, and I was trying to understand what the deal is with sumo. And as far as I can tell, the best comparison that we have in the U.S. is NASCAR.
Wow.
I know this is a little strange, but apparently, you know, sumo wrestlers have stables. And you have, like, groups that have several drivers. So they compete against each other, but there's still, like... a team there, but it's not a tight team. But also, people out there like have their guy who's their sumo. Like, this is the guy I like. Just like, you know, anywhere in the Midwest, if you go to any like truck stop or something, or any place where beer is served, you can find people and, you know, ask them, you know, who's your driver, and then they will tell you, you know, who their driver is, and they know everything about their driver. And that's like a thing in the Midwest. So I've decided that NASCAR is basically the American equivalent of sumo. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, that's valid. But what about the big fat guys in diapers?
Well, that's the best part. Wouldn't you rather watch 8 seconds of fat guys in diapers than 12 hours of guys that you can't even see in little metal boxes zipping around in a circle for hours and hours until you die?
Hey, what about corporate sponsorships? Do the diapers have, like, Sony
logos?
Like, no, Pennzoil.
It's a very respectful thing. I mean, they're really, like, you'll see sumos, and they, like, wear, like, robes and stuff, like, as they're walking around, even in Tokyo. And you don't even see, like, most people don't, like, you see a few people in kimonos in Tokyo and stuff, and, you know, dressed traditionally, but a lot of
times... Very few.
Very few. But if you see a big dude wearing robes, odds are he's a sumo. And that's, like, that's a thing there. It's pretty crazy. I mean, I think that that's pretty cool, because, honestly, if I see, like, I think that the NASCAR drivers should be required to wear their jumpsuits with all the patches and stuff all over them all the time. That way I know, so that when I see them, I can shoot them.
Hmm. No, they're only required to do that when they're getting revenue from their sponsors.
Though they don't get revenue while they sleep. Some of those NASCAR dudes make a lot of money.
Yes, they do.
People don't realize that, but, you know, it's like kind of like Pele, you know, where nobody really realized that Pele was making just ass tons of money, you know, because it's soccer and nobody in the U.S. cares, and us being, you know, American centric, you know, whatever. We don't watch soccer here.
Soccer.
But that was The Simpsons. Pele is king of soccer field, and you can be king of your kitchen using whatever it was he was sponsoring. I loved that.
Still not as good as Mr. Sparkle.
And Mr. Sparkle.
For lucky best wash, use Mr. Sparkle. What are you planning to do this summer? Wow, 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 wow. Thank you. Sound effects provided by my mouth.
He's like a living beatbox, but you can actually beat him.
Let's see. So, what else do we have in the... the Windows XP being able to insert its own links.
Yep.
Windows XP is...
It's going to change the world.
Yeah.
Besides that, you have to buy it every year.
And the fact that all the software is also subscription-based.
Mm, no.
But you always have the newest version, unlike Debian, where I'm running software which is nearly hours old.
Right. That reminds me, I should fix that. APT get update. All right. I didn't say my password out loud or anything.
Your password's update?
Well, you know, it could be worse. I mean, it could be, you know, like we were running on the west coast of VA, you know, and, oh, there's themes. That, oh, there's SourceForge. Oh, there's all the websites.
Oh, yeah. Chris told me about that.
Ugh. Everybody knows about that. That was big news. I thought it was pretty damn funny, but, you know, that's not the official party line.
The official VA stance was that it was not funny.
As a company, we did officially decide not funny.
Right.
It will not be nominated for this year's Comedy Awards.
Right. Although it does win awards for the themes that are defacement does win awards for the worst possible timing, because it happens like 10 minutes or 20 minutes before Jeff and I have to give a speech in Tokyo, and immediately after the speech, Jeff has to board a bus in order to get back to the airport in order to fly home. So for Jeff, it was probably the worst possible time. So I'm pretty convinced that, what was it, Fluffy Bunny was, like, there and had it all ready.
Yeah, Fluffy Bunny, if I find him, I'm going to
Dude,
talk
gonna,
to him
he's
going to
own you.
No, I'm going to talk to him about scheduling. I'm going to get him a I'm going to get him a little, you know, date planner.
It's cool
like
if you
that.
Deface, dude, but can you do it on my schedule? You know, because, you know, how's Thursday afternoon seem for you?
I can pencil you in for Thursday
I
afternoon.
I live in Eastern Daylight Time. That's God's time.
Yeah. Unlike a certain Nate.
Yeah.
Communist time.
Pacific Daylighter.
Ooh, I live in the Pacific Coast where it's always sunny and people are rude.
What? It's not always sunny.
Sometimes there's a cloud.
Sometimes one lone little cloud rolls across the sky.
And then our fighter jets shoot it down.
And then the earthquake comes, and I fall into a crevasse.
There was a Richter 3 earthquake when we were in Japan, and I slept through it, and I was really bummed because I've never been in an earthquake.
Yeah, see, 3 is nothing.
I know.
Well, no, technically you have been in an earthquake.
I just didn't, I don't remember it. Have you? What's the biggest one
you've
been
through? You wouldn't
remember it. I was in it like a 4.1 or something like that. You could feel it like... Everything definitely shook, but it wasn't, you know, there wasn't any destruction.
Nate could feel it coming in the air.
Coming in the air tonight?
Yes,
I have to
I'm
admit,
glad
it,
you picked that up.
All of that shaking and vibrating was rather erotic.
It felt much like a Budweiser commercial to
if
me.
You could time it right, you could use it to amplify your own, never mind.
It was like the Magic Fingers, except the whole Earth.
And it didn't
cost
a quarter.
Well, it wouldn't be worth a quarter because it only lasted for like 10 seconds.
Oh, you two have been working on your routine.
They've been
again.
Planning.
You little cuties.
You Hollanders have been working on this for months now.
Well, okay, guys, we're going to be able to do a Geeks in Space. Okay,
let's have 6 jokes ready. All right, the first joke is going to be about Ava.
I said my line. I'm out of here.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
This is totally weak.
Lame. So let's see.
Oh, I have some news. I started playing EverQuest again because of a new program which snoops network traffic and gives you an overhead map and gives you like all the monsters' locations and all the corpse locations.
They'll take your account away.
They don't know who I am.
That is Nate, Miss Fickle.
Shh. No, I'm not Miss Fickle anymore. I'm a new monk.
Oh, that narrows it down.
But yeah, it's a good program, Showy Q. If you play EverQuest, you shouldn't play without it.
There's a lot of people who've been bitching again about that. There was apparently some controversy where some guys got to like the end where apparently there's like 4 impossible guys, and they got like 30 of them together and were attacking it or something, and something happened, and I don't know what the deal was, but basically they were told that they were cheaters. By, you know, the EQ management or however that works, and they were shut down and kicked off, and they claim that the real reason is because the game isn't actually done, and you can't actually beat the game, and the way that they've stopped that is by calling it, if you making the final couple of monsters impossible to beat defeat.
In EverQuest?
In EverQuest, yeah. It was pretty controversial. It was like, I guess there's like 4 monsters that you have to defeat, that's like the last part of the game. I don't know exactly what the deal is, I haven't, you know, I played a total of about 10 hours worth of EverQuest, and that was... 10 hours of my life that I can never have back.
Yeah, I will say Nate's record has you're at and basically in 20 hours what took me 4 months.
Yeah, I'm level 21 now and I started playing on Wednesday last week. And it's It's
yeah, but you're pretty good at that
Thursday
point.
You know
today.
What you're doing. See. Or you don't have a job.
Well, that is also true.
Now that you are an unemployed bum, you're going to be the dude sitting on the street, hey, buddy, you got some change? Or like the really crazy lady who's like, screaming on the street. She was my favorite. I passed her every day on the way to get coffee when I was in San Jose one time. She's in the same spot.
Oh, yep. I remember the
Holy
San Jose,
cow.
The coffee change lady.
What are you doing? This is not convincing me to give you a quarter.
She's making her living.
Taking what she's given because she's working for a living.
Oh, good. I'm glad to see the 80s are here in style.
She's making her way the only way she knows how. Just a little bit more than the law would allow.
Oh, my Lord.
So,
Lord.
How is Fry coming along?
Fry comes along quite well. Actually, Fry is done. No,
it's
I always
not.
Get the version.
Yes,
numbers
you
mixed
always.
Up. Bender and Fry. Bender 2.0 is done.
Slash code is what he's done.
Right, slash code 2.0, which you can look at www.slashcode.com. 2.2 is coming along, which is the Fry release, which is the release that is eventually slated to run Slashdot. Basically, 2.0 was let's have a bunch of code that's not Rob's so that other people can add things to it. And 2.2 is us adding the last year and a half worth of features that we've needed. And also making sure that it can handle, you know, serving 1.5 million page views a day, which, you know, it's a little harder than I don't know, building a car, maybe. I mean, you're less likely to be sued for having tires that explode.
Yeah, no one's gonna sue you because people die because of slash code.
I can't get my page and I got trolled.
I still, one of my favorite quotes, so... For those of you out there who've actually ever corresponded with me, I maintain a signatures file. Which
two signature files.
Yes, there are two, but we'll only talk about the one.
Not the dirty sigs?
No, not naughty sig. But the normal sig file, it's gotten really, really, really large. But one of my favorite descriptions in here, let's assume I can find it a second, is Timothy Lord. That's Timothy on Slashdot talking about the... A Slashdot troll, and his description is, yes, where nincompoop is involved.
There's the keyword.
I can do a search com.
Way to go, Jeff.
I'm going
to
sit here.
Hey, so this is a good story.
I'm
going to
sit here in anticipation of how good it's going to be.
I know.
Oh, the leaking vitriol of a malice-filled nincompoop, which I think is a very apt description of a number of the trolls.
Just because he used the word vitriol.
Vitriol is a good one, but I like the phrase malice-filled nincompoop.
It's kind of got it all, really, because, you know, first of all, the average troll doesn't know how to spell malice or vitriol.
See, I don't know. I always hear people use vitriol, but I don't know what it means.
It's a kind of fish.
People will say, you know, that was a very vitriolic comment you made, and I'll be like, well...
What's vitriol? Use it in a sentence.
I don't know what you're trying to say, but if you meant that I was being an ass, well, then yeah, exactly.
Mr. Big Words.
Because that was my intent.
Mr. I got a thesaurus. Let's see. I'm scrolling through past stories looking for something exciting that's happened in the last 6 months. But let's be honest, guys. Nothing has happened in the last 6 months.
Hey, a bunch of companies shut down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the .com thing. It continues to go on and on.
Degrade.
Degrading. As people like Nate become unemployed.
Well, yeah, but, you know, whatever. We deserved it.
Yeah. Trying to you know.
Hey, the web content business is...
The web content business is still there.
Thriving. So
thriving, just
you probably could say like how everything is doing.
Oh, everything's doing great. We've got a bunch of people using the source code now for various projects that they don't buy licenses for, which, you know, is just as well.
Because it means that Nate has to go get a day job and not work on the code anymore.
And everything too is has got a lot of people on it, and a lot of people crying because, you know, their nodes got deleted or something like that.
My note about how I was abused as a 12-and-a-half-year-old in my D&D game got deleted.
Yeah,
basically,
you're dumb.
I got about a six-page email the other day from a guy who was upset that in a democratic nation, people were, you know, actively censored on my website. And I was just like, a democratic nation, whatever, you're playing on my computer.
Bite me.
This is not a democracy. This is Nateland.
Hello, welcome to Nateland. I'll be deleting your nodes today.
Boop.
Actually, you probably delete an extraordinary number
I don't delete any of it. I leave that all to
the gods.
Editors.
And I don't even get to do it, because I never log in anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anime Foo is actually getting a fair amount of traffic now.
Oh, really?
Like, you know, we're getting, like, I don't know, 40 or 50,000 uniques a week.
That's pretty
good.
I
have about eight reviews I have to put on there.
I wrote three yesterday.
Well, aren't you Captain Fancy Pants?
I am. I'm starting off with Kenshin. I've been going through that. I watched the first one a while ago, and now basically every day this week I've watched the next disc, and I've been moving right on through.
Kenshin's good stuff.
Kenshin's a cool series. It's got a good. You know, there's some cutesiness, and also, you know, there's lots of ass kicking. And
well, you know, that's a good combination.
Right. As long as there's ass kicking. Now, it's good when you don't ass kick the children. But the show it's really easy to follow, because they'll be like, okay, you need to know if somebody's a bad guy, no problem, he'll punch a woman.
Yep.
And then you're done, you know, all right, he's bad.
And then Kenshin will come, and he'll kick his ass with his reversed edge blade.
Right, because he is the Batusai, and he's invincible.
Batu. Sorry.
Wow. Nate, can you take Jeff out and post, like, all of him?
The Diablo 2 beta test.
Diablo 2 expansion.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff will not be heard.
Our continuing coverage of Diablo 2 expansion beta.
A.K.A. Doug McCreary, you're a god.
Woohoo!
Doug is the guy at Blizzard who helped us out.
So, yeah, we beat it. I beat it with an assassin. Potter's beat it with his druid as a bear.
Oh, yeah. All about the werebear path druid.
Yeah, werebear, werewolf.
Although they nerfed the maul and hunger skills, so he's not quite as powerful as he was.
They really kind of need, the way I felt about it is they needed more random, more like unique and rare claws. I was very hard-pressed to find cool, they created a lot of new items, like even for like the barbs and the necros and stuff. There's tons of stuff. There's severed heads and cool
jawbone
helms.
Helms.
And lots of new items and with new graphics and stuff, but, The assassin, I mean, she doesn't, besides claws, and there's like three or four different ones, but they're kind of lame, and you know, it's hard to find uniques and rares. I didn't see hardly any. In fact, the only one I think that I got, the only rare I got was one that I crafted.
It's interesting to see how the treasure distribution goes, because with the addition of two more classes, you're going to end up having a harder time finding stuff specifically to your class in rares and uniques, even playing the five original.
Charms are very cool.
Charms are cool. You throw them in your inventory, and they give a magic attribute, which means your inventory will be all of four squares by the time you get up there.
And I also like that. I also think that whatever the hireables, the mercenaries are much nicer, just because, like, you can keep your mercenary forever and ever.
And you can resurrect them, and you can give them potions to heal them. So basically it's like you have another member of your party.
Yeah.
So in Act 3 you get an ice dude, and you keep your ice dude.
I always have my freezing man.
Okay, you're going to make it so they don't move as fast.
Thanks, you're good. They did a good job with that. I still wish I could have found some more unique and rare claws, but, you know, it's minor.
And it's shipping towards the end of this month, actually.
Right, so we'll have to go buy that and play it some more. I want to play it through all the way with one of the new classes and get through Nightmare again, get through Hell.
I
want to import my old guy.
Yeah, import my old guy and play through Act 5 and everything. Because the nice part is even, you know, you could play through both normal Nightmare and Hell and get, like, all of the crafting quests and all of the, you
there's
know,
lots of interesting
new
quests
in here.
One of the cool quests gives you, what is it, 15 resist to all?
Adds 10 to
10 resist all, yeah. So
that's
do, if you could do that three times by the time you get to Hell, you know, instead of being, what is it, negative 50?
Negative
160, negative 60, you'd be only negative 30.
No, in Hell difficulty is negative 100.
Ugh. There's so much. You're just like, ow.
Ow, that hurts. Cold, out, right. Lightning, out.
Room temperature freezes me because I am so, my resistance to cold is so bad. It has to be 95 degrees and with 85% humidity or else I'm hurting because of the cold.
Wow. Right. So Rob can only fight directly on the equator.
Right. No, because I'm also going to be hurt by fire.
Right. All right. So you're a problem.
Speaking of resists, lightning. My plane was struck by lightning.
On my way back from
Tokyo. But you know, not grounded, so it just went through. But never happened before. Woo! Captain gets on. Sit down. And everybody sits down. And a minute later, All right, this is your captain speaking. You might have noticed that we were just struck by lightning. It passed through us and didn't do any damage, so don't worry about it. Everything is just fine.
Everything is just fine.
And then we crashed. No, it totally
didn't. Smoke them if you got them.
Enjoy your last one. It's like, what's the bit? Is it Mallrats where the plane crashes and everybody just whips it out?
Yeah.
It was just like that, except that I was sitting next to a bunch of people who didn't speak English. Actually, there was one guy who sat behind me, and I've never experienced this before. I was sleeping.
He kept touching me.
No, he was sitting behind me, and he wanted me to obviously push my chair forward, but I was asleep. He grabbed my chair and shook it for 15 seconds until I sat it forward. Just shake, 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 shake really hard, and like I'm being thrown around on my chair, and I was asleep. And I thought we were in turbulence for the first 5 seconds because I had been asleep. And this, he just kept shaking.
That's pretty bad. I thought that, you know, with the, you know, 3 degrees of tilting back that they give you, that you know, that's your right.
You know, you're allowed.
Yeah,
space.
You're, you know, even if you're crushing the person behind you, that's your right as an airline flyer to
and Nate
recline.
As a tall man is.
No, I've had many people crush my knees under.
You're used to
yep.
getting crushed. You are tall. That's why you got to use all your frequent flyer miles and upgrade to business class.
Mm.
Business class, where everything is happy.
Where you get a little TV and your chair is like a lazy boy. You're like reclining, and in order to get your carry-on that's firmly that's stored underneath the seat in front of you, you have to get up out of your chair and crawl forward because there's so much space. And it, for the low, low price of $8 billion or 25,000 frequent flyer miles.
Exactly.
So we probably should wrap this up, because otherwise it ain't going to fit on the CD.
Yeah, we're,
all right.
We're past the 7-minute mark.
Good job.
I know if I were listening right now, I would have turned it off like 10 minutes ago. So.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully there's someone still around at the sink who will skim this down to a palatable, 35 minutes.
Hey, kick in the music, dude. We're supposed to rock a little.
Oh, the music's been playing for some time. Can't you hear it?
Oh, that's right. You could do that in post. I forget how post-production makes us seem like we can think through things.
Post-production, so you don't have to think.
So thanks for listening to this week's Geeks in Space. This week, probably this quarter's Geeks in Space.
Thank you for your semi-update of Geeks in Space. We'll probably have another one this fall.
And don't email to ask us for new ones, because there's nothing we can do about it unless you personally want to provide us with all the advanced technology necessary for us to do a high-quality audio transmission across 3 time zones.
And in answer to your question, no, it is not fiscally smart for a company to provide us with that.
No, this show does not make any money. In fact, it probably loses a lot of money for a lot of people.
Yay! Probably losing money. Thank you.
This is Geeks in Space, so until we can lose more money next time.
Good night!